time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is Jim Field.
Hi, Brett. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. A little gloomy outside, but we'll take it. Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of that in a long time.
Just wish there'd be a little more rain with the gloom, but
we just don't seem to be able to pull much out of there for some reason. I have no idea what the problem is.
Every time I look at the radar, there's always showers around us, but never in Atlantic, it seems like, when it goes into western Iowa.
Well, I'm starting to think that somebody forgot to pay the bill and the water got
yeah.
shut off, because this is getting a little ridiculous. But, you know, even when it does look like rain here, I know some places are probably scratching their heads thinking, what are those guys talking about? We had like an inch of rain. Well, here where we sit, we haven't. It's mm-hmm. been just one of those things where even when it clouds over and we get a little sprinkle, that's pretty much all we get is just a little sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Thought we were going to get a little something yesterday morning. It sprinkled for a little bit out there at the golf tournament, and then nothing. I know last night, after we got finished with our coverage and things, went home and went out early evening, mowed the lawn, and it sprinkled just a little bit, you know, a few drops here and there. So you're thinking, looks a little dark, better hurry, you know, don't want to get stuck out here in the rain. Yeah, well, we ended up finishing the mowing and then visiting with the neighbors for a while, too, and it never rained on us. So, you know, it just never seems to happen. One of these days, well, you know.
Well, last year we had flooding, and now we have nothing. So it's one
yeah.
extreme to another.
Well, that's the thing. Weather has become such an extreme sport anymore. It's just, it seems like you just never, there's no such thing as normal in weather. Sometimes we mistakenly use the word normal when we're talking about what we would normally get for rain this month or what the normal high temperature is. What we really mean to say is that's the average.
Yeah. Average and normal.
Because there is no normal when it comes to weather. It's just the way it is. And this year we're finding that out. That Brett's here. The other Brett, Brett Holtz from Camblin Plumbing and Heating, not in with us here this morning, but in his absence, we would certainly appreciate you checking this out from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, we had kind of a long weekend out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club with the Tournament of Champions, our coverage again here on KJ. And that was the 54th. Annual Tournament of Champions. You know how many years we've had live coverage out there?
54 years?
You would be correct.
Very good.
You would be correct. We've had live coverage out there every single time. So, yeah, a lot of fun. We always enjoy that and get a chance to kind of meet up with some guys we haven't seen in the better part of a year, too. It's always nice to hear the kind words and stuff. And, you know, some of these guys play in a lot of tournaments, and this might be the only one that's actually broadcast on the radio. So it's a little different for them. Give them another reason to knock those knees together when they're standing over those short putts, huh?
A little more pressure when you have a golf cart behind you with broadcast equipment.
Just a little bit, yeah. I know we had a lot of fun out there this weekend and wanted to spend a little bit of time in our sports report. We just don't have enough time to go through all of those things, so if you missed our coverage over the weekend, a lot of area golfers participating in this 54th Tournament of Champions this year. The champion yesterday in the championship division was Jason Reynolds. Now, he's a Griswold native who has kind of mastered this tournament now. He's won three titles. He won in 2003. He was last year's champ, and he wins this year as well. Jason shot very well, winning his third championship over the weekend. Got off to a quick start, shooting 65 the first day. He shot 71 yesterday, not his best round, but it was good enough to hang on to the win as he wins with a 3-under par 204 total, and he beat Jared Cochran, who plays out of Terrace Hills Golf Club in Des Moines, who shot a 68 in his final round yesterday, made a nice little charge, finished one stroke back, though, at 205, 2-under par total. Aaron Aronson, last year's runner-up, he's He's from the Manning Manila Golf Club, and he's been a champion here at the Tournament of Champions as well a few years ago. He shot a 206 after a final round 72 as he dropped back a little bit, ending up one under par for the tournament, two strokes back. Now, also, there were a number of area golfers who had some pretty good performances in the tournament as well. Brad Hartkopf of Atlantic was among those golfers who finished tied for fourth in the tournament, as he ended up shooting a 67 yesterday, shot a 208 total, plus one to par for the weekend. So a nice tournament for Brad. Also in the finals, it was Chad Dryden of Creston, along with Ryan Hinker of Harlan. They both shot 210, a plus three total for the weekend, as they shot 68 for Dryden, 69 for Hinker on the last day. Tied for ninth were a couple of area golfers. Alex Beierlein, who's from Adair, played out of the 5x80 club at Menlo. He shot 212, plus five total for the weekend. And Rob Langfelt, who is playing out of Crestwood Hills in Anita, Rob shot 70 in his final round yesterday, as he ended up also at plus five, 212 for the tournament. Also, some next up, we had a three-way tie for 11th place as well. Darby McLaren was among those, a four-way tie for 11th place, as Darby McLaren and Zach Christensen, both here in Atlantic, were among those golfers. They both shot 213s for the weekend. That's a plus six total on their weekend of golf. Ryan Clark and Lance Halverson also were the other golfers tied there. Then we moved down to a tie for 15th place. There was a three-way tie for 15th place as well in the tourney. Chris Nelson of Atlantic was among them, along with Ross Martins, who is from the Shelby County Golf Club. He plays out of Portsmouth, and they both ended up with a 215 total, along with Barry Smith, to place in the top 20. The top 20 is a big deal in the championship division, because that's what gets you an automatic invite back again next year. It's the top 20 in ties, so this year they run it down to number 21, because we had a four-way tie for 18th place. Ron Peterson has won five TFC championships, ended up tied in that position, along with Andrew Martin, who is an Atlantic native playing out of Nishna Hills. Kerry Cohorn, you might remember him. He was a pretty good basketball player in his day over at Tri-Center. When he graduated from high school, he was the Iowa all-time leading scorer. Went on, played for Nebraska in the Big 12 Conference at the time. Well, he's a pretty good golfer, too. He shot 216 for the weekend and was tied for 18th place. And also Steve Davey, who plays out of Logan, also shot 216 for the weekend. So that's your top 20, and those guys will all be moving on yet. Some other area golfers that we had also in the field, Derek Jacobson of Atlantic was among those golfers, finishing at 217, tied for 22nd. Jeff Goody of Atlantic shot 218 for the weekend. Had a great Saturday round, shooting 65. He finished 24th in this year's tournament. Jeremy Perkins out of Oakland ended up 219. He was tied for 25th place. Also looking down the list here for some of those area golfers, Brad Bailey, who plays out of Trainer, shot 225, tied for 34th place. Also Matt Gross out of Harlan shot a 229, or out of Harlan. He plays representing the Nishna Hills Golf Club, rather, and he was also 229. He was tied for 38th place in the tournament. And let me see here. What else do we have locally? Tad Olson of Atlantic ended up 50th place, shot a 237 over the weekend after 76 in the final round. Also, Jason Calhoun playing out of Crestwood Hills in Anita shot 81, 243 total. Ryan Kirkhoff out of the Griswold Golf and Country Club shot an 81 in his final round. 243 was his final scores. He also was tied for 53rd. In the tournament here over the weekend. So that's your champions division from yesterday's final round of action. Now on the senior side, also had a number of area golfers participating. Senior side's getting more and more competitive all the time. We've got a bunch of past champions who are aging up to get 50 and over, so they're moving into that senior division now too. So it gets very competitive. Rick Carter won that championship with a 212 yesterday. George Gartelos, last year's champ, finished with a 213 total. He was just one stroke back. Arnie Leistad of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club shot a 215 total for third place. Kim Peters of Adair was fourth with a 216. Terry Hanna placed fifth with a 218. Some other locals, Daryl Armstrong of Anita was tied for sixth with a 219 total. Jeff Morenz of Atlantic tied for eighth place with a 222 total. The top 10 in ties advance again into next year's tournament. They get automatic invitations back, so they've automatically qualified for next year's run. Chris Larson of Atlantic placed 12th. He was tied for 12th with a 230 total. Jim Turner of Audubon, 231, tied for 14th place. Also, Ron Calhoun of Anita was 18th with a 233. Dave Ross of Atlantic was 19th with a 236 total. Paul Huddleston of Nishna Hills was 20th with a 237. Also, Blair Hoig, who's a local native, he shot 241, tied there. He was in 22nd place. Scott Schoenrock tied for 23rd. Scott plays out of Nishna Hills. He shot 245 for the weekend. Mike Martin out of Nishna Hills tied for 25th with a 246 total. And also, Don Perrin of Corning shot 264. He was 31st in that tournament over the weekend. So a lot of area flair there as well. You know, after the tournament yesterday, Chris Parks had a chance to catch up with the champion, Jason Reynolds, for a brief visit. And here's what Jason had to say.
Thank you very much, Brett. We are back here at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and we're here with your champion here this year for 2012, Jason Reynolds, a back-to-back championship for you. Jason, how do you feel about the victory here?
Oh, it was a good day. I mean, it got a little bit exciting on the backside, which it always does. But we made it through.
Well, and it came down to a close race there at the end, and maybe you really weren't even aware of it as Jared Cochran got within a stroke of you a few times here on the backside, and it just came down to that one stroke here at the end. But I guess, you know, what's your mindset as you head down the stretch there as you just try to continue to play good golf?
Oh, I was probably about 14, and I just wanted to par out, and if I'd par out, I'd been in good shape. But I didn't know about Jared at the time, which is a good thing, because I would have fallen apart probably.
A little better without that knowledge and pressure, huh?
Yes, yes.
All right, well, this is your third championship here at the Tournament of Champions. I guess talk about, you know, what this tournament means to you and what it's like to win it three times.
Oh, it's just a good time. You know, I know just about everybody out here. I think I've played golf with just about all of them except for the kids. But it's just a fun week.
When you play a lot of golf throughout the year to get yourself prepared, you know, how did you feel, I guess, coming into this weekend? Did you feel you had a good shot to win again?
Well, the deadline was Monday at noon, and I signed up at 11:50. So I wasn't overly excited about playing, but it all worked out great.
I'd say it worked out just fine. You come away with the win here again. I guess, you know, over the years you played in this a bunch of times, and now you win it three times. Are there any, you know, particular, I guess, memories or just things about this event that stand out to you?
Oh, now that my kids play with me, it's kind of fun to have them out here watching some putts and reading some putts for me, and knowing if you hit a bad one, you know, you just got to keep grinding and get through it.
Well, and they come out and help you, and I guess that's got to be fun, you know, not only to have the kids ride along with you, as you mentioned, but to be out there, help you line up those putts and just share the experience with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep, they all three play golf, and looks like they're all three here.
All right. Well, I'm sure they'll be giving Gad a good congratulations here as you finish up. Congratulations once again on a great tournament, and, of course, we hope to see you again next year.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
I also had a brief chance yesterday to visit with the senior champion, Rick Carter, after his round.
67, 71, 74. You got the lead early, and it's always nice to play out front.
Yep, it is. I hit the ball well the first day. My wedges was really solid the first day. I had a lot of 4 and 5 footers for birdie, and I made all those. I got up and down when I needed to. Other than that, it went pretty smooth.
Is it tough in a tournament competition like that? Because you had some guys. I mean, all the guys that are shooting at you are really right there. George made a pretty good run here today. Do you realize those things that you're playing?
Yes, I did. I was keeping an eye on the scoreboard.
Well, and you're aware of George Gartelos. He's won this tournament twice, once in the championship division, last year in the senior division. He knows how to play this course.
Yes, he does. He's a great player, and he don't hit many bad shots. He was in it all day long, especially on the front nine. That's when he was really pars was good, and I was making bogeys.
Well, you get a nice trophy for winning here. Where does it go?
On the mantle.
Not going to set it at the club back home and show it off?
I might. I might set it there for a while, but it's going on the mantle.
Very good. Well, congratulations again on your tournament there this weekend. Solid rounds, 5 over par, 212 total on the senior side here today, and defeating George Gartelos by a stroke. Arnie Leistad of Atlantic was not too far back at +8. Pretty good competition down the stretch, and it's nice to come out on top.
Yes, it was. I played with Arnie yesterday. He's down the middle all day long.
He'd probably say not when it needs to be.
Oh, he played well, and he played well today, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always fun to watch some of the good golf that, you know, just don't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know that we're going to watch inside here real quick, the awards ceremony. Again, congratulations, and thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you very much.
Again, that was Rick Carter, and before that, Jason Reynolds here, two champions in the TFC here this weekend. Want to, once again, have you listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Again, I want to thank Jason and Rick for their time here and spending a little bit of time with us. And congratulations on those victories. And we appreciate everyone at the Atlantic Golf Country Club for making us feel so welcome and giving you live coverage here this past weekend. It's always fun to do that. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.